The blockade of a Clare hotel housing asylum seekers continues tonight after a meeting between residents and government failed to broker an immediate solution. The Minister of State for Integration, Joe O'Brien, he's on his way back to Dublin right now after meeting asylum seekers earlier at the Magowna House Hotel. He also met locals who've protested outside the accommodation for the last 4 evenings. And in the past short while, he gave an update and we could hear more of it now.
I've had 2 good meetings in Clare today. Earlier on today, I went out to Magowna House and met some of the international protection applicants there. We had a little chat about how they found life over the last few days and where they've come from. And then after that, I have met a small delegation of people who represent the local community. And I listened carefully, as best I could, to their concerns about what's happened over the last week in particular. They were very unhappy about how the information was communicated. They have various concerns about the location as well. And how we left it was that they are going to take some proposals back to the wider community and see if they will be accepted. My request was that the barriers are taken down, the barricades are taken down, and that in 4 weeks' time I'll come back down, I'll meet with them again, and during that 4 week period there will be no additional people come to Magowna House.
As Joe O'Brien tried to defuse the row in the Banner County, the Justice and Integration Ministers met the Gartha Commissioner to discuss the policing of asylum seeker protests, and all the while tensions believed to be simmering within government over its own handling of asylum seeker and refugee accommodation. Gabia, those key meetings this evening, where are we tonight on this whole issue?
Yeah, really a number of quite significant meetings today, and the situation has really quite escalated, I think, from where we were yesterday, which was a press conference with Minister Roderick O'Gorman. He was asked, will you go to Clare? And he said, very much so, no, I'll meet the group in Dublin if they want. So he sent his junior minister, Joe O'Brien, down to Clare. I think it's significant that Joe O'Brien, you know, showed up, and he's very much, I suppose, come to the table now with those protesters and saying, right, what is it that you want? And they've, you know, laid out their concerns. It seems to be a review now in another 4 weeks' time. Minister Simon Harris, who's Minister for Justice, and Minister O'Gorman also met with the Garda Commissioner, you know, talking about how Gardaí are policing, you know, some of the protests that we've seen against asylum seekers in recent weeks. Of course, the one in Sandwich Street, which turned very ugly. It's really quite a live issue for ministers, and I think they're very aware that it's a very delicate issue as well. It's interesting to see how they're dealing with it on the ground in Clare. You know, they're going out there, they're negotiating. If you listen to what the local politicians have to say, for example, you know, there haven't really been any strong condemnation of the protests. You know, local politicians are saying, these are the concerns, we're not looking to demonise anybody, we're looking to hear all sides. But the message from government very much has been, you know, get rid of the barricade. The asylum seekers are going into Magowna House and it's going to be used.
But at the same time, the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, a short hop from here in a television studio, saying a few moments ago, pressed on whether it was an anti-immigrant protest in Clare, he refused to be drawn on that by Fran McNulty. So that rather interesting as well. Let's take those two meetings in tandem. Lorraine Clifford Lee, Joe O'Brien, he's your constituency and government colleague. Do you have confidence in him that he has perhaps brokered a solution in this impasse in Clare tonight?
Well, I think it was very significant that Joe actually said in that piece that he went down to Clare and he spoke with the men in Magowna House first, and he spoke with the people outside as well. And Joe's Minister for Integration, and it's an area he would have worked in prior to politics. So I'd have every faith in Joe and his abilities to negotiate sensitive issues. And I think it has to work for everybody. That's how integration works. The local community have concerns. It is a very isolated area. And if these concerns are genuine, and I have no reason to doubt that they are genuine, let's find some solutions. You know, County Clare has welcomed an awful lot of people, and I'm sure they will, and other counties around Ireland
so
as well.
So is that a satisfactory solution tonight, that no new arrivals come back in 4 weeks? Is that satisfactory, do you think?
Well, I think we need to take a bit of heat out of it, because the last thing we want is a very tricky situation bubbling over into something more than it is at the moment, because there are 20-odd vulnerable men that have fled war zones and various conflict situations, and we have to think of them. And if by de-escalating the situation makes things better for them and for the people living in the local community, it can only be positive.
Gary Gannon.
Yeah, I'm off of de-escalation, and I actually do agree that Joe Byrne should have travelled down possibly sooner than tonight. But I'm a little bit concerned by the statement that he's offered proposals and he will see if they'll be accepted. Right from the beginning of this influx of people come here seeking international protection, we've been told that communities have a right, and we've asserted that communities should have a right to be informed, but nobody gets a veto. And that's really important. And people have a right to come here seeking international protection. They have a right to be accommodated, to be given food. No community should have a veto as to whether that's possible or not. We should absolutely have a strong communication strategy for how communities are informed, how people have buy-in. But that should have been done long before.
Are they
now
exercising a veto, though? They're merely expressing concerns. And indeed, we have heard some other residents say that they are upset they've been portrayed, as one put it on this station earlier, as a racist redneck.
We now have a minister who has travelled, rightfully I believe, to ancient County Clare, who has offered proposals and gone on the national airwaves and said, we will now see if they will be accepted. I think that is a new departure on this. This is not going to be an offer that, so it can't be one rule.
I don't think
he's
suggesting a veto though, Gary.
When he says, so we'll see if they will be accepted, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him.
Marion Harker, what's your interpretation of what you heard there?
I would always see Joe O'Brien as a real community man. And if he's saying that, I think he's leaving a door open. I mean, if you shut a door closed and you turn the key, that's what escalates situation. That brings heat to it. Mistakes were made. Bad mistakes were made. I mean, when you consider what we're looking at here, no plans, no transport, no services, nothing for the people to do. So people locally are concerned. Now, I cannot say, because I don't know whether it's anti-immigrant, but what I can say is that my inclination is that the local community are genuine, or most of them are. And I know Clare well, and it's a very welcoming county. So I believe that if a minister goes there, it's not that there's a veto. Nobody is suggesting for one instant there is. There's not, and there can't be. But that's negotiation is entirely different thing. Negotiation is finding a solution. And if we moved even a tiny bit forward in that direction,
Gary
this
Gannon.
Evening, yes. It's worth doing.
Marion, I think it's worth said there. Veto was not my words. It was the minister who tonight has just said, so we'll see if they'll be accepted. For me, that's language which I haven't heard, and I don't think I should have heard. I don't want to hear it when it's applied to other parts of my own constituency, for example. People have a right to feel informed. We are now 18 months into this and we still have a repetition of the same mistakes happening over and over again. I do think that community had a right to know what was happening within their area. Absolutely.
I think, does he maybe use that word in terms of, like, it's a negotiation? So he's saying, will they be accepted in terms of maybe we have to go back and have another conversation and...
So there's three new centres opening up in Santry, in Dunleary and in Clondalkin now. Do those communities now feel that they are going to get some proposals which will be accepted?
Well, I think in fairness that there's a big difference between an urban area. And I live quite close to one of those centres actually. There's public transport in those three places that you mentioned there. And I think that is significant.
I think that's a cop-out.
I don't think so.
I really do. In my area, in the north end of the city, for example, we have huge issues in relation to waiting lists, access to medical treatments, overcrowding in schools.
And your area isn't too far from mine, so I'd know as well. But I think from what I've heard from a lot of the people in Clare, they're concerned about public transport. And that's an issue across rural Ireland. Let the minister go back, and there might be solutions putting on extra shuttle buses, because I know there is a bus service being put on by the provider of this accommodation.
And indeed some of the protesters have driven the asylum seekers themselves into Ennis Town, but they have expressed concern that the volume of people there might be the issue.
No community should ever have a veto on anybody moving into their
community. Can I just pivot to the other key meeting this issue? And Marion Harkin, the government meeting the Garda Commissioner tonight. Are you convinced that was a good idea to have this meeting?
Yes, I think it was necessary. And I think that the fact that the government are beginning to move people off the streets is really important, because when you have people in tents, that immediately hands the narrative to the right-wing extremists. It provides a location for them to congregate, to gather, to spew their anger and you know, to, I suppose, migrants become the focus then in a real way of what they're saying. And if you can sort of get rid of that, then you take a little bit of heat out of that. And I think that the minister was right to speak to the commissioner, because a lot of people will be listening in tonight and we're listening to the news this evening and wondering what's happening here. We need to make sure that there isn't anarchy on our streets, that people, whether they're in tents or otherwise, are safe on the streets.
Deputy, when you hear the minister saying after that meeting, Simon Harris, that he's satisfied that the Gardaí have the personnel and resources to police protests over the asylum seeker issue, do you take the minister at face value there? Do they have the necessary resources and personnel?
I think that what the minister is probably saying to us is what the Garda commissioner said to him. But I'm also listening to the GRA, and they're saying very clearly, that's the Garda Representative Association, they're asking, where will these extra resources come from? They're saying that they're already put to the pin of their collar already. And with the number of resignations this year, they are really concerned that there may be fewer Gardaí by the end of this year than at the beginning of this year. So we need to hear both sides of this. Of course, the commissioner is going to come out and say whatever he's saying, but the Garda Representative Association tell us that people aren't getting their holidays, that they're pushed to the pin of their collar.
And Lorraine Clifford Lee, Simon Harris saying he got that assurance about resources, but the Taoiseach earlier this week clearly thought there weren't enough Gardaí to police these protests. Which is it?
Well, I think in fairness, the Minister for Justice is the one that liaises with the Garda Commissioner on a weekly basis, every couple of days.
But if the most powerful man in the country thinks otherwise, surely be a question there.
He raised that issue, but I'm satisfied that the Minister for Justice has met with the Garda Commissioner. And if there was an issue there with regards to resources, it would have been raised. And, you know, we were talking in the green room about this earlier on. I've come across a few of these protests just out and about in Dublin City on a Saturday. They're very small in number, and I think it would be very wrong to portray these protests of having wide public support.
125 of them in the last year.
Protests, but the volume of people, like I came across one of them in near St. Stephen's Green one Saturday, and there was about 20 people at it.
Gary Gannon.
Yeah, I think the Taoiseach is a master of the sleight hand, and I think it's a testament to that we're now talking about policing resources as opposed to the fact that there are over a couple of hundred tents still on the streets outside the International Protection Office. The Garda Commissioner absolutely has a responsibility in terms of keeping people safe, all people safe, but the state is failing in its obligation to provide accommodation to people in need, and that's what I think we should be focusing on.
In fairness, the Garda Representative Associations, the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, it's not happy that it has the numbers or indeed has the capability to police anti-immigration protests. The Garda Representative Association says it's not as confident as the Commissioner. 700 less Gardaí than 2020. Completely. Are you really sure that the force 86. Has the capability to deal with these, even if they are as small as Lorraine Clifford Lee says?
Those 86 new members of the Gardaí were taken on last year. That's an incredibly low number, but that's
a big number have gone into Templemore now this year. And we also in the past couple
and
of weeks.
The number going into this week, the number was down on what was expected.
It was down, but it was still
so
more than 80.
So people are accepting
that Gary just said.
Last year was 84.
Last year was 84, but this year it's going to be far more.
But we're still going to be underserved. We're still going to be under.
We set a very high bar and a high number that we wanted to recruit. And I'm actually concerned that we didn't recruit that amount, but we're still going to have a lot more this year passing out through Templemore than we did last year.
But also people have a right to protest. So what are guards, even if we have a million guards in the streets, I mean, what are they supposed to do? If there is 20 people that are, for example, peacefully gathered on whatever, O'Connell Street, you fundamentally disagree with what they are saying. But like, what are Gardaí actually supposed to do?
The right to protest is tantamount and should be protected at all costs. But when that strains into what we've seen last week with people inciting violence and carrying out,
and there's an ongoing investigation, and I'm sure that the guards will thoroughly investigate that, and arrests will be made, and hopefully prosecutions. But that's completely unacceptable. But I think Gabby makes a very good point there, that like we can't deal with protests in a heavy-handed manner either, and over-police them. And fair enough, one or two have bubbled.
boiled
you
over.
Must but admit your government has sent out mixed messages on that all week. The Taoiseach saying not enough Gardaí, the Justice Minister coming out with what he has said tonight, and indeed Garda sources saying during the week exactly what you just said, that they've been taking a stand back approach in some cases. So there are mixed messages coming from the administration on how to police these protests.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the incident that we saw last week in Sandwood Street was completely unacceptable, but that was again a small amount of people and was
dealt with.
Yeah,
I think what we've seen
well.
In Clare was unacceptable too, where people entered a bus and took a head count and videoed people. I think that's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And I think that needs to be stamped out. There's a right to protest, but people can't go beyond that.
Yeah, the Sure Party leader also stood up in the Dáil and said, how did all of this go so wrong? And she did appear to blame the government for its lack of communication. So are you not sort of legitimising the protests in Clare?
No, Gabby, the McCarthy leader actually clarified today in terms of the comments that she sent out there. What we are asking for was a communication strategy.
I think she apologised.
Sorry, Lorraine, can I actually just...
Gary Gannon.
I'll just finish. So she clarified that she didn't apologise. She clarified a statement that she was asking for was a communication strategy. We found out yesterday in the Dáil that a tender for a communication strategy went out 2 weeks ago. We've been asking for that. There was a minister, Joe O'Brien, was... announced in January that he had put a small team together to develop a template for a communication strategy that would have kicked in, such as what happened
yesterday. Yes,
and that hasn't emerged. So that was the question we were asking, was about communications.
Okay.
And everybody,
very, very, very briefly, I want to move on. Marion Harkin,
yes,
just before
just
we move
say,
on,
just
the Green Party TD Patrick Costello, he's looking for the Garda Commissioner and Senior Gardaí to come before the Justice Committee about what happened in Sandwood Street and about these protests. Do you think that would be a good idea?
I'm not sure whether it would or not. I think the Gardaí have to decide on a case-by-case basis how they police different events. If they're too heavy-handed, we won't agree with it. If it's not enough, we won't agree with it. That is their responsibility. If Patrick Costello really believes that the Gardaí mishandled, mismanaged completely what happened, well, then he's within his rights to ask for them to come before the Justice Committee. But I'm not sure it's something that I would agree with. And I suppose the point I was making earlier is that if we can take away the focus for some of these groups, because it's not nearly as interesting, or there won't be as many cameras about if they're just protesting on a street somewhere. But if they're beside tents, then that becomes the focus of what's happening, and that's what we need.
Lots getting in touch on this to 51551. I'm sure locals just want to know, how do these people get to Ireland, and how many other countries did they pass through? Do they seek asylum in any of those countries? If not, why not, says Danny. It is amazing where politicians will not make a clear call on what is the right thing to do. Always on the fence to protect votes, says Ronnie. And are the times forgot when Dublin City Council were taking away tents from our own misfortunes and council trucks from incidents there in the past? That's into 51551. But moving on.